President Trump tweeted that he will be strongly pushing some gun control measures, and he advocated that schools have, quote, a large number of very weapons-talented teachers. Meanwhile, at the Conservative Political Action Conference today, National Rifle Association Executive Director Wayne LaPierre told the audience they, quote, should be frightened of Democrats who advocate for tighter gun laws.
For them, it's not a safety issue. It's a political issue. They care more about control and more of it. Their goal is to eliminate the Second Amendment and our firearms freedoms so they can eradicate all individual freedoms.
Well, let's hear from Mark Barden. He's co-founder of Sandy Hook Promise. His son Daniel was killed in the Newtown, Connecticut shooting 5 years ago, and Barden attended a White House listening session yesterday between the president and school shooting survivors and families. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Meghna. Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, what do you make of the president seems like he's championing this idea of keeping kids safe in school by arming teachers?
Well, we were invited to the White House to a listening session yesterday, which we thought was a great idea. And myself and my colleague Nicole Hockley were there to explain to him what we have been working on for 5 years at Sandy Hook Promise. And how we have come up with a model that works, that protects kids in schools by training kids, by teaching them how to recognize the warning signs of somebody at risk, and getting them to the help that they need before it becomes a tragedy.
I see. If I may, does that mean that you're saying that you don't support the idea of arming teachers?
No, I don't. There's so many ways that that can go wrong. When law enforcement arrives, who is the adult holding the gun? Is that an active shooter? Is that a school person? There's just so many ways that goes wrong. That's why we get into the stream before the gun is in the equation and train in prevention programs.
Mm-hmm. What was your reaction to what you heard and saw and felt at the listening session yesterday? And I ask that because Daryl Scott, who's the father of Rachel Scott, who was killed at Columbine, said that he felt as if the president was genuinely moved by what he heard and wonders if there's actually a different tone in the air now following the Parkland shooting.
I do think there's a different tone. You can't not feel this if you're a living, breathing human being and then you're a parent. And so, yeah, it was palpable in the room. I mean, I felt it. And I kind of, I was witnessing this whole new group of people who are now coming into this horrible group of family members who have lost loved ones in mass shootings in this country. And I hope that the president and his administration did feel something and did take something away from that and can move forward with constructive ideas around sustainable solutions of how to make our schools and students safer.
Do you have confidence, though, that this new tone in the air can translate into actual action at Congress? Because you've been through this before. I mean, after the horrific tragedy at Sandy Hook, there was some renewed conversation about gun measures, absolutely none of which passed.
Right. And that's what I told the president yesterday, that, you know, I've been in this room before. I've been wringing my hands with lawmakers trying to find solutions to this. And that's why 5 years ago, we went home and we built it ourselves.
But what's being discussed at the White House and amongst certain members of Congress are things like regulations to restrict or ban those bump stock devices, maybe raising the age, the legal age to buy certain kinds of firearms, closing loopholes, some loopholes in the federal background check system. I mean, your thoughts about those particular policy measures, which seem to be gaining some traction.
So, Magda, this is a huge problem in our country. People are dying in the streets. And this is not just about mass shootings. People are dying in the streets across this country unnoticed every day. Those measures that they are proposing are part of that puzzle. They will do something. They will do some positive good. But there has to be a whole lot more. It has to be across a broad range of different kinds of solutions. So we need legislative solutions. We need prevention programs. We need policy initiatives. We need awareness and engagement from people across the country. We need to be talking to the sensible center. We need to nonpartisan. This has to be nonpartisan We need to treat this as a social movement, and everybody needs to be engaged.
Mark Barden, I have one last question for you. I have to say I deeply and genuinely appreciate your desire to rise above partisanship and not make this about politics, but actually about real solutions. But politics is part of the mix here. And I just wonder how much faith you have in elected leaders right now when, for example, today, the president tweeted his support for the National Rifle Association. And the head of the NRA, you know, is speaking today saying he believes that Democrats or people who aren't conservative Republicans don't care about children because they don't want to put guns in the hands of teachers.
Well, they're not looking at the real problem. They're not looking at the real solution. And I illustrated a real working solution to the president yesterday in the whole idea of prevention and getting into this before anyone picks up a gun. So the solutions are there. And the president says he's listening. So we have to hold him accountable to that, and we have to see what they want to do. This is not about Democrats or Republicans. This is about us working together as a nation to do a better job at making our schools safer, not by putting more guns in schools, but by training students and teachers how to recognize warning signs and take the next step. I know that that's the way forward.
Well, Mark Barden is co-founder of Sandy Hook Promise. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.